Now, Kieran, this has been actually, I'm going to ask you because you haven't spoken much, but it's seemingly a tough season for you because you came off Angie's series of The Bachelorette and everyone loved you and you were, you know, everyone wanted you to be the next Bachelor. And now, whether it's the editing or whatever, it came off, you came off as quite the villain. How do you feel about that? Do you think the editing was fair? Have you been given a hard time?
I'm not going to sit here and just blame the editing completely. Like, you know, other people have done. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on. Right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It just went quiet.
No, we're loving this.
We're listening.
So I'm not going to sit here and take full responsibility of the editing like other people, but for my actions and the behaviour I did, looking back on it, it was a bit difficult to watch all of it because, you know, the actions that I did, I have learned from it. And people do need to remember that this show doesn't define like who I am as a person. And yeah, I made mistakes on it, but I'm 26 and I'm still learning and maturing, you know what I mean, to like, become a man.
Mate, don't worry. When I was 26, I was doing worse than you. Don't you worry about that. You're going well.
Yeah.
Now, Kieran, I think you're a funny dude. You're a good dude. Now, the only thing that I didn't like when you were on it was the bro code and your stance on the bro code. Now, I'm going to ask you about the bro code, but the bro code also works for the females as well, because you can't go around pushing all the females, but then when that female bees with one guy, you turn on that guy. That's not how bro code works. Is that what you're referring to with your attitude? Yeah.
And with the whole bro code situation, what it didn't show was that one of the Bula banquets we were in, you know, the
you love them.
they were my favourite. Yeah.
He copped it every banquet.
It was pretty madness on them banquets. But on the one where Matt and Renee, they come back from the date and it was all getting a bit heated. And then Matt was like, oh, can we have a chat? I'm like, yeah, not a problem. We went and had a chat. And then even said, he's like, look, we should have had a chat when I first come in. He's like, I didn't. Went straight out the gate. I was like, not a problem, bro. We high-fived, like, shook hands, gave each other a hug, and then went and sat back down at the table. And then once all the drinks kicked in, that's when the big, like, you know, fight sort of broke out on TV. But we all shook hands the morning after, all apologising, and said, look, it got too heated, and that.
Yeah.
And that was it. So, yeah, my stamp on bro code, it's not like... Oh, I'm not a guy who thinks I own women. Like, that's definitely how it come across on TV, but I'm not like that whatsoever. But, with Matt, like, it was just, me and him were just having a chat, and he's like, look, yeah, I should have said to you that I was, you know, chatting to Renee and this and that. I went, oh, dude, that's all I wanted to know. I went, it's sweet. I was like, I want you to be happy. I want you two to move on. I'm here. I'm trying to move on, really. But, yeah.